Perek Lamed Aleph, Pasuk Yud Gimel. So this is after Yaakov has his whole thing with Lavan. And it starts, Anoichi, Bakel, Beiskel, Asher Mashachta, Shom Atseva, Asher Nadarti, Lishon Neder, that over there I made a promise, Apo now, Kum, Tsei, Mino Oretz Hazos. Get up and leave this land. Vishuv El Eretz Meladetecha. And go back to the land of where you were born. So now, this is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Yaakov, as you see in Pasuk Yud Aleph and Yud Beis. Yirmer Lai Malach Elokim B'chalom Yaakov, and I said, Hineini. And he told me, it's time for me to pick up and go. And now I've been in Lavan's house X amount of years, and it's time to move on. Pasuk Yedalit. They call he Yaakov now comes to talk to Rachel and Leah. Batan Rachel v'Leah v'tamenelo, and Rachel and Leah tell him, Haleid lo nuchelek, do we still have a part in the nachla, an inheritance, the veis avinu in the house of our father? Haloi nachri yos nechshavnelo, we're like strangers. Ki maracharnu v'yechul gam ochel es kaspeinu. Kichol osher, all the rich, asher hitzel olikim me'avinu, lo nuhul v'aneinu, and v'yato, and now, kol asher, ama olikim me'lecho asei. Now, very strange. Number one is, Hashem came and he told Yaakov, it's time to pick up and go. He doesn't leave. He goes and he asks Rachel and Leah, should we go or not? Rachel and Leah tell him that what? Love on our father has not been nice to us. He hasn't been the same the way he was. Viato, look at those words. And anyhow, Viato, and now, Kol Asher Toimal El, Kol Asher Omel, Ikim Elech Haseh. And now, the Rabbeinu Shalom told you to go, so we'll go. What do you mean? Hashem told you to leave. So what is going on? How come they don't react right away and say, Ben Shom told us to leave, we have to leave? Number one, very difficult part. Let's go a little further. Famous part, and we have to deal with it. Periklam and Aleph, Pasuk Yud Tes. V'lovin holach ligzos his sono. Lovin went to shear his sheep. That tignov rochel es atrofim asher lovia. And she goes in and she steals the terafim that are owned by her father. Number one, we need to define what is the terafim. And number two is, what in the world gives her the right to come to her father's place and steal these terafim? Rachel Imenu stole it. And Lavan comes with a complaint. And it seems he's right because she stole it. And he sits, she sits and she won't move. But what the main point is, what's going on here? So let's start and begin to understand. We'll have to come back and see a Ramban. Let's skip a few pages and let's get to a very basic point. We discussed a number of weeks ago that the Pasuk tells us, Zacharti, as Brisi Yaakov, I'll remember the bris that I made with Yaakov. V'yaf as Brisi Yitzchok. V'yaf as Brisi Avraham Ezko. Now, if we look in the Gra, the Aderes Eliyahu, the left side, on the Pasuk Membeis, left side Membeis. V'zacharti as Brisi Yaakov. Ayin Rashi. V'lamalo nema b'Yaakov af, melameit shemitoso shlemo. Because Yaakov's bed was complete, he didn't have any wrongdoings coming out. Ainli, now watch please, ainli ela ovus. I only know that there is a covenant, a bris, with ovus. Imohos minayin. How do we know that there is a bris with the mothers also? Talmud Loima, S. Every S comes to include. So when it says, V'zacharti S, Brisi Yaakov, it's coming to include Rachel and Leah. It's including Leah. When it's coming to, it's coming to include Rivka. And when it says Avram, es Avram, it's coming to include Sarah. The Ein, Esen, El, Imohos. And all of the S comes to include Imohos. Shinema, Shoma, Koyavru, Es Avram, Vesara, Ishta. Good. And therefore, there's a bris. Now, the Gra does not tell us what is the bris. What is the covenant? What's the covenant of the fathers? And what's the covenant of the mothers? Let's go to the next page. Rav Hutna lays down for us a very, very basic and very important concept in understanding of the Ovis and Imohos. He discusses it in relationship to Keturah, which we're not going to get into tonight. But let's go to Gimel. Os Gimel, Bereishis Divareinu. With Lahagdim, we have to start Hamavur Etzleinu, what is known to us. Mikvar Beinyin, Hagdoras Musag Bris Imohos. Let's define what is Bris Imohos and Bris Ovos. Right after the parentheses. Shenizboya lonu ba'od shebris avos mechuvanas. What is the bris avos? Liyitziras avos have the ability to create kochos umidos hakedusha. They can create tremendous abilities, bring it out, and create midos of kedusha. Hare bris imohos, he ashomeres ala havdola ben zera kodesh ve'emes u'ben elu she'enom ru'uyim l'ru'yirushazu. Let's understand. This ability that the imohos are given is to differentiate right and wrong, good and bad, but better good and bad. They can define good and bad. To take the good and make sure it separates itself from the bad. Once the good is there, then now's the bris of the others, and the others have the ability to take the good and make it better. And that's the difference between the bris imohos and bris others. Let's see it from the very beginning. Avram Avinu was going to leave Yishmael in the house. Comes along Sarah. Sarah says, you have to send him out. And Avram says, leave him. HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes and says, Shema Bekola, listen to her voice, because she's greater than you in prophecy. What does that mean, greater than you? She has the ability to identify Tov and Ra. Listen to her. Now that you separated, you sent out Yishmael, you only have Yitzchak, now, the deal is Avram's koach to make Yitzchok, Yitzchok. Yitzchok was going to give the brachas to Esav. Right? That's what we saw. The Malbim tells us that he thought that there was going to be a relationship, Yisachar Zvulin type of relationship. Esav would support, Yaakov would learn. Rivka says it's impossible. It can't work. The two of them can't be. And Rivka is the one who makes the separation, taking these brachas, giving them to Yaakov, and identifying that Esav can't be the one. That's a bracha given to the Imohos. Now comes the decision. Now the Rabbeinu Shom Koim and told Yaakov Avinu it's time to leave. But what Yaakov wants to know is, why are we leaving? Are we leaving because Ben Shom told us to leave? Or is it a decision, Lidoros, that we need to define that Lavan is Ra, and that's why we're leaving? Why are we leaving at this moment? That's because HaKadosh Baruch Hu told us to leave right now, or just generally, we're leaving. Therefore, Sarah Verifka, Hein Amagashos Es Yishmael Ves Esav Mibesa Ovis. They're the ones that chased out Yishmael and Esav. The Rachel Veleya Omeres Halo Nochrios Nechshavnu. We were considered strangers. Umavdilos Atzmo Mibes Lovon. And here they are the one that separate us from the house of Lovon. Vimnem al Rochel Veleya, Shebonu Shteyem as Beis Yisrael, they're the ones who actually built Klal Yisrael. Yeshmokum Lachshav Binyan Azeh. So now when they build it, Gam Bamod Shifteka, they want Shmirosan al Havdola min Elu Shebachutz Halo Nochrios Nechshavnu. They are considered Nochrios. Now let's go back to look at the psukim now, and now we could see and understand the psukim much better. The pasuk starts right in the front sheet. What happens? Vayomer pasuk yid aleph. Vayomer elai malach elokim b'chalom Yaakov. Vayomer ineni. Vayomer sonei necho rei kol ha'atudim olam ha'atzon akudim nekudim v'rudim, all the different types. Spotted stripes of different sheep. Here he says, and Osaloch, look at what he's done. Anochi Okel Beiskel Acher Moshakta Shomatseva Acher Nodati Lishon Neder Ato now Kumtse. It's time to leave. Vishuv El Eretz Melaritefa. Now he goes and he asks Rachel and Leah. And what do they say? Ha'odlon Uchelek? Are we there anymore? Halo Nochrios Nechshavnu. We're considered Nochrios. And therefore, Ki Kolosha, everything that's there, that's not ours. Now, therefore, why are we leaving? We're leaving because we are separating good from bad, Tov from Ra. Why are we leaving this minute? Why didn't we leave before? The Ato. And now, everything that the Rabbi Shom told you, do it. So we're leaving now because the Rabbi Shom told us to leave. But you should know that L'doris Lavon is Ra. And that's why they make the separation. What is with Ra Lavon? What is the problem? And Lavon is a very difficult thing to be defined, and we need to understand it, and it keeps coming up. His name is Lavan. It's not just like this that it happened. You see, we name, as we talked about the other week, we just think names are names. It's not so. Every name that's in Torah has very deep meaning. The name Lavan is white. And white is a color that has no color. If you put green on it, it becomes green. You put blue, becomes blue. You put red, it's red. Lavan is the type of person that he will always appear to be with you, but he's not. And that's the trick of Lavan. Lavan never is clear. But what is the source of Lavan? What is he really? And that we have to see now. Let's go now to back to the other pasuk that we saw. And now we have to really begin to understand who Lavan is. Perek Lamed Aleph, Pasik Yud Tes. Perek Lamed Aleph, Pasik Lamed Tes. Pasik Yud Tes. Perek Lamed Aleph. V'lovan Olech Ligzos Sosono, Vatignov Rochel Esatrofim. So we ask, what right did she have to do it? That seems that she has none. Comes Rashi. Rashi right away, bottom Rashi, Vatignov Rochel Esatrofim, Lahafrish Es Ovia Meavodis Elilim Nischavna. She meant it because she wanted to keep her father away from Avodah Zarah. So she stole the Avodah Zarah. What was this Avodah Zarah? What is it? Let's see the Ramban that you find on the left-hand side of the page. Vatignov Rochel Esatrofim. lo nischavna ela laafrish avia me'avodazara. Lashon Rashi. V'efsha ki hoyu lelovon la'avodazara kashe omar lomo ganafta es Elohai. He said, why did you steal my God? He didn't say, why did you steal my trophim? He said to her, what did you steal my God for? Avlo you call a trophim nevodim. Because how could it be? Vahakorov, in the next paragraph, Masha Omrim Shem Kalim, Lekabel Ashoos, and he was had this ability to understand it with it, what each hour represents. Through Koach Atuma, he had an ability to understand what the hour is. Now, what does that mean? Let's go down just two lines. Kemo she'amru ki atfarofim dibru ovim, v'hiyenei oz yasu oso kitane amona. The people who had little belief said, this is their God. Lo yeshalu b'shem anichbod. They wouldn't ask in the name of Hashem. Lo yispalu elov. They wouldn't daven to him. Rakol maseim b'ksomim ashi yagidu l'matrofim. What these trofim were with the koach of kishuf, through witchcraft, they were able to understand things and they refused to ask about God. And therefore, Lavan is the leader. Lavan is the main one. And that's what he's doing here. But we're not finished yet. Go down four lines from the bottom. Ki b'trofim ha'yisholim. V'chein ha'yinim b'yisrael b'eifod. The Klal Yisrael would go to the eifod, ask them should they go to war, ask them what should they do, and the eifod would light up all kind of things, and they knew what to do. But Yisholim bo ma'aminu b'dvarav, v'toam acharav. And but these people, they went to the trofim, and the trofim would give it to them from the koach hatuma that's in this world. So Lavan is from the leaders in the koach hatuma that's in this world. And if you go to the next page with... No. Well, we later had the eifod. Hey, they were going to Lavan now. Go on the next page. On the left side, you see the new paragraph from the Ramban. Four lines down. Vine Lavan ha-yukosem u-menachesh. He did keep all types of things. Kashoma nichashti. Nichashti is the language... Nichashti.
Thank you.
The Arzo Eretz Kosmi Meolam. These are all where the people come from. Kedichsev Kimolu Mikedem Bo'Aninim Kiplishtim Ubilam Ben Ba'or. Please remember this is a very, very important line. Ubilam Ben Ba'or Hakosem Hoya Meiro. Bilam ben Ba'or was from the same city as Lavan. V'zetam lama ganafta es Elohai. And that's why she stole the God. It wasn't just to keep her father away from Avodah Zarah, like Rashi said. It's even much deeper. He was the leader. And this was the main Avodah Zarah. And now she took it to break away from Avodah Zarah. This koach to be able to stand up for the sake of Hashem and go on out on the limb to break away from Avodah Zarah and take away the Avodah Zarah. It's a dangerous thing to take the father's Avodah Zarah when he's the leading man, but she's ready to do it. This became part of Rachel's children.
Why do we care if he has Avodah Zarah?
What do you mean? We know that's Avraham's Avraham and Yitro.
What do we care if Lavan has avodah zarah?
I mean, there's a koach tum in the world. Has a balance
so
of
she
the
wants
word.
To what she wants to do is by taking the trachim away, remove the koach hatuma.
Of the koach hatuma, which therefore will now hold people off from being involved in as much koach hatuma.
Why didn't she just do what Avraham did? Break it.
Yeah, that would be good if it would be like there over there where they were just selling them and were bowing. This is not that type of avodah zarah. This is a different type. This is like. Now let's watch here. What was this? So we have a Medrash Tanchuma. Okay, I'm sorry that there's doubles. I didn't realize it. Medrash Tanchuma in Pashas Vayetze Os Yud Beis.
The other way. Keep going.
I'm sorry.
Keep going. Nice, you provide the hand.
Yud Beis. Go down 2, 4, 6 lines. 2, 4, 6 lines. But in the middle of it, it says, "Vayimashre Shlovan is kola ohel." He looked through. No. Pasha, yeah, you got it. He looked through the whole ohel v'lo yichir. And below Matzah, he couldn't find it. V'rocha lochas atrofim. Lama gunvo, some of the magistrates. Why? K'dei shelo yeomrim l'lovon sh'yakov boreach m'nosha v'bona v'tzono. V'chi, so that the trofim wouldn't say it to Lavon. V'chi atrofim medabrimein? Did they speak? Kain. V'ksiv ki atrofim dibru oven. Now it's even deeper. Wasn't just that it was koach tuma, but with this koach tuma, it had an ability to speak. The ata omer einayim lahem v'lo yiru koloser inyan elatorofim lom and nikratorofim. Why are they called this name? V'fishe maise toref. What does toref mean? Maise tuma. That's what it means. Torofim is a language of tuma. The Ketzer Yosim, what would they do? Mevi an Odom Bechor, he would bring an animal that was a Bechor, v'shochtim also, u'molchim also, b'melach, they salted him, u'besamim, what kind of spices, v'kosvim al tzitz zov, shem ruach atuma, they would write on it, the shame, the name of ruach tuma, u'menichel na tzitz, he would put it underneath his tongue, also and then he would put it on the wall, who madlik in the front of Neros, who mishtachavim lo, they would speak to him quietly. Dibru oven. Lefichoch gonva oson rochel. And for that Rochel stole it. So now we're seeing that it's not just an avodah zarah. It's not just koach hatuma. It spoke with the koach hatuma. And with this koach hatuma, it was able to tell all kind of things. Now, this, let's go a little bit further. Next page, I hope. Next page. Next page is a piece of Zohar. And in the Zohar, he discusses this very clearly.
No wonder they worship them.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's it. Now, let's go and we'll learn the Sulam as we did last week. In the left hand at the bottom is the Sulam. And the Sulam comes and says it over in Lashon HaKodesh for us. Bottom left corner. V'lakach holach l'gzoz es tzono. V'lovin holach l'gzoz es tzono. Amar Reb Yossi. Ma heim atrofim. What are these trofim? V'omesh avodazoro hoyu. V'lama nikro trofim hu libizayon. K'mo shalamadnu shu miloshin b'lmokam atoref. Here that's the language of real tumor. Toref is a language on the body of a person that we use to places that are not clean. Shepir shu beis atref hu me'ein lonu hoyu avod zara. How do we know it was zara? Because of lama ganafta selahai. Because of Mashatimtses Elohecha, Velovon Mechashve, the Kol Mechashve Ha'olam Hoya, Uve'elu Atrofim Hoyodeya Kol Ma Shetzorich Ladas. Whatever you had to know about this world, starting from the side of Tuma, not the obvious Kedusha Tuma, he would, this Trofim would tell him. Amr b'ksamim nasu Trofim, Rabbi Yossi Omri b'nachash. Lo nasu elu b'shals yediyas v'lom anikra Trofim, mitkoz shedofkim aleim b'shozu, umarpim yodam ehem b'shozu, they knew when to use it, and at times they couldn't use it, and whenever they used it, they knew everything you had to know in this world. From the Koach HaTumah. And this became a part of it. And Lavan is the leader. And she wants to break it. This Koach is given over to her children. The end of Pashas Vayeshev. V'lo zochor shetzar hamashkim es Yosef. Pasuk says that Yosef didn't rot. We know the story. And the Sarah Mashkim, right? The next, right? Next one. See that? Oh. Below Zachar, last Pasuk. Below Zachar, Sarah Mashkim, he wouldn't remember. That's Yosef Ayishkocheyu. So Rashi says, why? La'acha mikan mitnei shetola bo Yosef lezichro. Yosef said to him, remember me. Huskak lios osa shtei shon. He's sure he was there another 2 years. Shenem ha'ashre yagever ha'shesom Hashem miftako velo pono el rohovim. He shouldn't have turned to anything else. Because he's from Rachel. And Rachel's koach is that she breaks away from everything to make it that there's no other koach in the world but Hashem. She wants that. So her child should have had that clear. He didn't. He stays in jail 2 more years. V'lobotach al Mitzrayim akruim ro'ov. And of all the people, he was going to rely on a Mitzri. Mitzri is all Koach HaTumah. That's their Koach. And that's what the Pasuk tells us. Make sure you stay away from the Mitzriim, because they are Koach HaTumah. So Rachel's child should surely have had that. And for that, he had to stay. And that's part of who. Now, if you go further, we find that by Binyamin. Binyamin is called Yedid Hashem. Pasuk says, Pasuk Yudbeis. Binyamin Omar, Yedid Hashem, Yishkon, Shem lives there. Why is he called? Why is he called Yedid Hashem? Because he comes from Rachel, and Rachel has the one ability to stand up for the sake of Hashem, and he never was involved in any worship, because when they all bowed down to Esav, he didn't, because he wasn't there yet. Wasn't born. So he never bowed. And his mother stood for that total reliance on Hashem. Nothing to do with anything else. He's called Yedid Hashem. And in fact, notice please. Watch this medrash as we go further. And he remembered. Please. Watch. Medrash Tov Reish Nun Dalet. We're talking here about Mordechai. Go down 2, 4, 6, 7 lines down. V'chol avdei ha-melech, everyone was bowing to Haman. Lama hayu mishtachavim lo? Why were they bowing to Haman? Yesh omrim nosen elohov b'kelev. Right? Some say because he put an avodah zarah on him. V'kach hayu ma'alech, and he would walk. If they bow down to me, nimtza oved avodah zarah. Lokach nema u'mordechai lo yichre. Who's Mordechai? Binyamin. And why wouldn't he? because his great-grandmother, Rachel, wouldn't have allowed such a thing, and she put it into the genes that you can't do such things, and you'll break away from every avodah zarah there is, and stand for Hashem at all costs. We know that, because she was willing to take the teruvim of no matter what's going to be. I can't bow down. Why? I'm carrying the melech, the king. You did Hashem. He's the you did, the loved one of Hashem. And I am from the right? Lo Yichra, they couldn't do it. So therefore, we see that it goes into the children. It's not just Yosef and Binyamin, but it's an inherent thing given over to the children of Rachel. She embedded it into them. But we have to understand it a little bit deeper. Let's continue. Look at this next medrash. It's a very, very interesting medrash. Two, four, six, about seven lines down. Eight lines from the bottom. Omer Rebbe Yitzchok. Hashvotim koru al Binyamin. The Shvotim came against Binyamin. They had just found the cup in Binyamin's sack. And they were out, and they were all realized the trouble they're in. So they ganged up on Binyamin. Lefichach yotza mimenu Mordechai, and therefore Mordechai comes out of Binyamin, shekara al Yisrael, shemnema uMordechai yodo vayikra vayamos ish alchamoro. So what happens? V'hoyu omdim, they were standing, umechatvim leBinyamin al kseifov, and they were banging on Binyamin on his shoulders. They were hitting him. The Omrim lo, Iganova, you're the Ganav, Barad the Ganvota, you're the son of that girl, that woman who's a Ganav, Bishtanu ben Imchat, you're the son of your mother, Kach Bishto Imchos Avinu, your mother embarrassed our father when she stole the Terafim, and you are the same way. And therefore, and they hit him. And because they hit him, she called Big Seifov, Zocha Shetisha Shechina Bein Seifov. That's why. Because he took the hit. Shinema Chofev Kolov Kola Yom Ubein Seifov Shochein. And therefore, Vayovo Yudubecha Besa, Wiser Besa Yosef. Good. So therefore, we find that this is something that even the Shvatim had a taina against her, that she stole the Terafim, and that Lavan came against Yaakov because of it. But you see that special thing, that she did put it into the children. But don't think that Lavan is just that.
She put it in the Mordechai. I mean, Binyamin didn't know that he had any.
That's right, but he put it now into the Zera, into the children that went on. Now let's go a little further. And we are going to see who is. We have to continue to understand this fellow, Lavan. And then you'll understand, Bez Hashem, when you get to Haggadah, when what we say about Lavan, and we speak about Lavan in a way that's worse than Mitzrayim. And we'll see about it. Well, now that we get this, you'll have a much greater understanding. Let's go. Pasik, Periklam et Aleph, the end of the Pasha. What happens? So what happened? Pasik Memvov. Vayoma Yaakov Lechov, Liktu Avonim. Let's gather stones. Vayikhu Avonim, they took stones. Vayasu Gal, they made a pile. Vayoklu Shom, Lavan and Yaakov eat there, Alagal, next to this pile. All right, we got it? Punch, yeah? Vayetze. You got it? Right after Midrash. I'm sorry. Okay? Vayikra lo Lavan. Lavan calls it Yigar Sahadusa. If you ever, there's a Gemara Megillah that says, where will you ever see Aramaic in the Torah? Here it is, Yigar Sahadusa. The Yaakov Kora lo Gal Eid. That this Gal is an Eid. Vayomer Lavan, Agal is an Eid, Beinir Vanech Hayom, Al Kain Kora Shmo Gal Eid. So they make this deal. Gal Eid. What's the deal? I'll never bother you, and you never bother me. We've made this now. We've gone through it. We went through whatever we went through. The great father-in-law that said, why didn't you tell me I would come out and with musical instruments to accompany you on the way out? A chakrin shein kamayu. But what? That's why he's so dangerous. It's always if a person comes, he's Esav. So you know who he is. You know Yishmael, as we see now this week. Can't only Esav could believe Yishmael. That is a ceasefire. It's only Esav could believe Yishmael. Yisrael doesn't believe them. They know that it's not. That's the metzias of what's going on. And Bereishis is exactly what you're seeing today. Is who believes him? Clinton and Egypt, Yishmael. And Esav, believe Yishmael. What is it? What does Yisrael say? Let's see. We'll see what's going to be. Because Yisrael knows that Yishmael you can't trust. But Lavan is very dangerous. Because he's not identifiable. So Yaakov makes a deal with him. You'll stay your side, I'll stay my side. We'll have nothing to do with each other. So it sounds like it's over. Let's learn. Later in Chumash. Turn to the next page. We have a story in Parshas Bullock that Bilam wants to come with Bullock's promises to come and curse the Jews. He's not allowed, and he says he'll do it, and it's a whole discussion, which is not for the moment, but he comes to one place, and the Malach stands there, and he gets around it. He comes to a second place, and what? He can get on one side, he can get around it. But he comes to the third place, he can't move. Now, wait a second. Why three? Because you're dealing with Ovis. They were three things that represent Ovis. Please watch. Pasuk Chav Dalet. Vayamod Malach Hashem b'mishol akromim goder mizeh v'goder mizeh. There's rocks on both sides. You can't move. Look at the Targum, Yonason ben Ezeel, please. V'kom malocha d'Hashem, b'dechoka, he pushed him, b'mitza, bein akorme, between the kerem, right on the top left side, on the Targum, Yonason ben Ezeel. Got it?
Yeah.
Okay, bein akorme, also the okim, the place that was established, Yaakov v'lovon, v'lovon oger v'koma mitzta miko u'shavusa mitzta v'kaima d'lolameh v'dein. And now, what does he want to do? Bilam, remember the Ramban said, it wasn't just that he came from it. Bilam is Lavan. And Lavan wants to break the deal. And now the Malach Hashem stands there and says, hold on, you made a deal with Yaakov Avinu. But he's going to try and break it anyhow. That's Lavan. He comes in all guises. And therefore, that's why Lavan is the worst in many ways. Because he was Bikesh Lakor Es Hakol. Esav, that's his deal. Aiden, Yishmael there. Lavan was Bikesh Lakor Es Hakol. That's what we say in Nagoda. And that's the worst. Because you never know where he is. Lavan, white, is the most dangerous color. Because you don't know what it's trying to be. And that is why she wanted to make sure he doesn't have the Koach HaTumah. Because if Lavan has the Koach HaTumah with him, it'd be impossible to deal with him. Because he'd know exactly what everything is. And he would come with his Koach HaTumah and be against us, knowing everything, how to deal with the Koach HaTumah. And that's why she steals the Terafim. Now, I said, I can't leave Parshas Vayetzei without sharing with you this bra. This bra is just, I can't even imagine that any other mind could have thought about it. I would could have lived 1,000 years. I would never have dreamt this up. So I want to learn with you a bra. Now, the bra says it in 3 words, and it wouldn't have been that somebody explained to me the bra, I wouldn't know the bra. But I want to learn with you this gra. Let's start. Pasuk Yud Aleph. Vatomer Leah. Leah says, Bogod. And we have a Cree, Bogod. Vatikra Eshimo God. He calls him God. Rashi. Bogod. Ba mazel tov, good, let's call it luck, but that's not what it is. It's on the good constellations. Kamo God gedi, and he brings psukim. A little further, Medrash Agoda shenolad mohu. He's the only one of the shvatim that are born with a bris mila done to him. You still have to make a tofas dam bris, take a little bit of the blood. But there's something going on with God that he's born with a mila done already. Let's continue. V'lo yodati, Rashi says, I don't know. Ama nichta taiva achas. I don't know why it's written bogod, and that we have a pre bogod. Rashi says, I don't know why. I have no idea. Let's go. Let's try and understand. Let's go to the next. The end of Parshas Matos. At the end of Parshas Matos, we find the following thing. Umiknei Rav Hoya Libnei Ruvain Libnei God. The Bay of God and Ruvain had a tremendous amount of cattle. And they had the Vlad of Tzon. Otsu mi'od, very strong, tremendous. Vayiru es eretz Yazov es eretz Gilad. They now came to what we call today Transjordan, and they find this place was mokum amokum kol mikna. This place for grazing, very difficult to understand. They've traveled through the Midbar 40 years with the sole goal to get to Eretz Yisrael. They come now to here, Avril Yardain, and what do they do? Vayova, Ubnei God, Ubnei Rovain, and they say to Moshe, let's stay, Avril Yardain. So Rashi and Moshe makes a whole deal with them. How could they stay? That's not for tonight. Maybe a different time we have to really understand it. But let's look at this pasuk. In the first pasuk, Ruvain is listed before God. In this pasuk, God is listed before Reuven. Why is it that way? In the first pasuk, Reuven is given the honor because Reuven is the oldest. He's the Bechor, at least in birth. He's the Bechor, and therefore he's listed first. But who's the mover to make it that they weren't going to live in Eber LeYarden? God. God is the one who wants to get it. And that's why from now on, God is always listed before Reuven. Because God is the mover. So the Ramban says later on that Chatzi Shevet Menashe was because it wasn't Chatzi. By the way, it wasn't half. Chatzi means a part. What happened was that Moshe saw that Reuven and God were going to be there. But they didn't have the great Talmidei Chachomim and the great Botei Dinim. So what did he do? They came to Menashe and they said, we have so much land, you could have as much as you want, and do us a favor, stay with them, because now you'll be the ones that will take care to make sure everything goes properly. So you look later on, B'nai Chatzi Shevet Menashe comes in. That's a Ramban a little later on. Let's go, let's see. Now, Pashas Lech Lecha. Let's learn the psukim. It's right after the Bris Bein Absarim. Right after the Bris Bein Absarim. So now HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes and tells him, the land will be yours. From where? From Nahar Mitzrayim, Adanor HaGodol, Nahar Pras. That whole thing is yours. Esakeni, Vesakenizi, Vesakadmoni, Vesachiti, Vesaprizi, Vesarufoyim, Vesamori, Vesaknani, Vesagirgoshi, Vesayavusi. Let's see the Rashi. Rashi Yutes, Vesakeni. Eser umos yeshkan. There are 10 nations listed here. V'lo nosan lahem el shiva goyim. But the reality is, they only got 7 of the 10. Why? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Avram, everywhere that you go, wherever you walk, the land will be yours. And Avram, for different reasons, only walked through 7 of the 10. And so therefore, they only got 7 of the 10. Vashlosha, please watch carefully, Edom, Moab, and Ammon, and who are they? Kini, Kenizi, and Kadmoni, Asidin, Leos, Yerusha, Lo'osid. That's for Lo'osid Lovo in Zaman Mashiach. One second. Where was God and Reuven going to settle? Where did they get that land from? They took it from part Ammon and Moab. But you told me Ammon and Moab is only Lo'osid Lovo. That means through God, they touched into Lo'osid Lovo. Through God, they were able to touch into a bit of Lo'osid Lovo. What's going to be Lo'osid Lovo? We're going to be in a state of perfection. Why do we have Mila? Because we are born imperfected. God was the only one that was born perfect with Mila. Because God touches into Lo'osid Lovo. Now, let's continue. Let's go back 2 sheets. Rashi had a problem. Why is it called Bogod and Bogod? And he says, I don't know why it's 2 separate things. Comes along the Gra, and he says, let's add up. Bogod. Beis is 2. Aleph is 1, is 3. Gimel is 3, is 6. Dalet is 4, is 10. Bogod. 10. But if you read it without the Aleph, it becomes 9. So what did she see, Baruch HaKodesh, that through this child we are going to be able to get 9 of the 10 lands? And that's why there's a ksiv and a kri, because through God you're getting 9 of the 10. What dropped out? What dropped out? The Aleph. What was the nation they couldn't get? Edom, the Aleph. Edom they couldn't get. Because Edom is Amalek, that's Mamish Lo'osid Lovo. And that's why if you go to the next sheet, Ulegod Omar, to God, the last sheet, Ulegod Omar, what did Moshe say to God? God, ah, you God, Baruch, Marchiv God. Marchiv God, what does Marchiv mean? Rochav, you expanded it. God, you should be blessed. Why? Because you expanded what we weren't entitled to have. You made it that we could have it. Baruch Marchiv God. And that's why there's a ksiv and a kri by God, Bogod. That's why I say we could live till who knows when. I don't know, but that's it.
What koach did Leah have?
So next week, Polina, I want to talk about Rocha. Rocha. very, very different kirkus.
So let me ask
that. Very different kirkus. And you see that they came into to Yaakov in two